time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires.
The famous Morris Pearl, former managing director at BlackRock, one of the world's largest investment firms, one of the original Patriotic Millionaires, now the board chair for the PMs. Welcome back, Morris. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Great to be on your show.
Listen, folks, because Morris has done this so many times, I asked him before we came on, could we take a couple of callers if you have questions for our good friend Morris? And he said, indeed, yes. So a very special episode here where you can ask questions of Morris or myself, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But as we are, you know, under 48 hours from potentially knowing who the next president is, Morris, let's start there. What are the biggest differences between the two candidates when it comes to tax policy?
I don't know if we're going to know who the next president is in 48 hours.
This is true. Maybe.
It might take a few minutes longer than that.
Yes.
But I think the biggest difference is that one side, they think the way to help people do better is by giving more money to rich people and thinks somehow that will trickle down to everyone else. And the other side thinks the way to help all the everyone else do better is to send money to everyone else.
Pretty basic. Do you give more money to rich people, or whether that's in a tax break? That's one of the things that I always try to explain to people, Morris, is that from an economic perspective, a tax break for the rich is just like the government wrote them a check.
Yeah. And even better, you don't have to wait for the check to come in. You just keep the money you already have and not pay taxes. So, it works out great getting a tax break. That is the major reason why people like me are wealthier now than we were back in 2017. The companies we own stock in make profits and pay half the taxes they did back then, or a lot less tax than they did back then. Mm-hmm. Therefore, our stocks are worth more. I mean, Warren Buffett explained it, very simply 6 years ago. It's not that complicated.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about recent history. Because Donald Trump passed an absolutely huge tax cut for the wealthiest Americans and corporations. Now, in order to make this palatable, of course, he included a little drippings for us middle class folks. Can you explain to us what that Trump tax cut did for the richest among us? And I'm not talking about folks, you got a few million bucks in your 401k, or you're looking to leave a few million bucks to your kids or pay for their first house or college. Nope. Morris and I are talking about really, really, really wealthy people and corporations. What's Donald Trump's record there?
Well, they're hugely richer than they were back then because they're paying hugely less taxes. The corporate tax rate went from about 35% to about 21%. That's a huge decrease. That's like giving a humongous raise to all those people that own stock in those corporations, like a 40% raise. And that's like, yeah, that's one of the reasons why some people are a lot richer now than they were back then. And yeah, there were things that affected the taxes of other people who aren't rich investors, some up, some down. Net result is, yeah, some people are making a few dollars a month more than they were back then. But it's the richest people who are getting the vast, vast, vast majority of all of the benefits of the 2017 tax cut.
Folks, this is Morris Pearl. He is the board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, my special guest today on this episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. Donald Trump keeps saying, like, I'm going to use tariffs to pay for everything that we need and solve all of America's problems. What are tariffs at this level going to do for regular working middle class Americans, Morris?
Well, if they're successful, they will raise the prices of the things that the regular Americans buy. Mm. That's the whole point of a tariff, is to raise prices so the people making the stuff can make more profits. If you're trying to sell blue jeans and you're competing against someone importing them from China, the tariff will make the person have to charge more higher prices so you can charge higher prices for yours. And that way, instead of getting the low-priced blue jeans from China, the Americans who want to buy blue jeans will have to pay a higher price. Mm. And then they'll be willing to buy your blue jeans because they're both be the same price. And you can charge more.
Yeah, it's really, there's this really interesting interaction that can happen over some time, Morris, that you're describing with tariffs, right? So that the importing companies that sell those goods in the United States, they will be selling those previously cheaper goods at a higher price. That means that American companies, their similar product, you may be more inclined to buy because now it's all more expensive. And oh, by the way, it may have this domino effect where everything becomes more expensive because we get into a trade war, and or domestically based companies will actually raise their prices because the entire price pressure is upward and you end up with things like massive inflation and recessions. I mean, these are all possibilities.
That's the whole point of a tariff, is to make prices higher, to increase the profits of businesses in the United States.
This is the point. This is the very point. Let's take a quick call. We got Dick from Madison. Please say hello to Morris. And what is your question, Dick?
Good afternoon. Okay, let's carry this out and say that he was elected and the economy starts cratering simply because of what you just said. And then suddenly the customer base has no money to spend. I mean, how good is that for business if 3/4 of this country is so broke they can't keep money circulating by buying anything?
Dick, I think this is the magic question. Morris?
That's the point that we, the Patriotic Millionaires, try to make all the time. You know, what I say in every speech about wage policies is the guy who owns the bar cares a lot more about how much beer money all the people sitting in the bar have on Friday night than about the wages of the one guy standing there pouring the beer. And yeah, that's why we honestly believe, the Patriotic Millionaires that are business people and investors, that what's good for having a robust middle class is good for everybody. We would rather build businesses and invest money in a place, a country filled with people who have enough money to buy stuff. It's very short term to try to think that you want to be greedy now and get more money now and not leave any for everyone else. So, I mean, I think tariffs are just a bad idea for everybody. And, you know, I think very few people benefit from tariffs, except if you are a manufacturer of something and you're trying to compete with somebody in another country manufacturing that same thing and selling it to Americans for less money. Those business owners could benefit from a tariff.
But ultimately not the middle class people buying the products, because we will be paying more across the board, which over the longer, medium to long term, makes it even difficult for those American based manufacturers. It is a cyclical phenomena. Kamala Harris has said that she doesn't want to raise taxes and won't raise taxes on anybody that makes $400,000 a year or less. Do you think that that makes sense? Do you think it's a fair cutoff? Should it be higher or lower? What do you think, Morris?
Well, yeah, I think there should be a cutoff. I mean, we recommend a slightly higher number, $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the detail is that important. I mean, it is important for people who earn $400,000.
Yes.
But I think the point is that we want to raise taxes on the rich.
Yes.
And where, exactly how you define that, I mean, $1 million, $10 million, whatever. We want to raise tax on the rich people. We don't want to raise taxes on people that are living paycheck to paycheck, which honestly is almost everybody in America, unfortunately.
She has also said that she supports increasing the Social Security payroll tax cap, which people talk about as scrapping the cap. So my first question, Morris, is what is that? And it enrages me to hear people like Eric Hovde, who's running for Senate in the state of Wisconsin, and other fiscal hawks talk about raising the age of Social Security to better fund Social Security when we stop assessing a Social Security tax, payroll tax, at $140,000. Makes no sense. Please explain scrapping the cap and if this is a good idea, Morris.
Well, sure. The way the Social Security works is it's a thing that's funded by a special tax just for Social Security. The tax rates are a certain percentage between the employer and the employee. It's like 12 point something percent from zero to 140,000, and then zero above 140,000. You don't pay any more.
So if you make over $140,000 a year, which would be, you know, wealthier middle class folks, and then, of course, the wealthiest, you don't pay a single dollar in Social Security tax for your $140,001st dollar. Is that
correct? And all the dollars. When I was an investment banker, we got an end of year, we got a bonus paid in January. They deducted $10,000 or so for security. I was the only Social Security I ever paid because I hit the cap in January when I got a bonus check for the previous year. That was it. And I just thought, oh, Social Security, a one-time thing you pay in January for $2,000 a year. You know? And yeah, so it hits a much higher percentage for people that work all year than for rich people. Rich people pay a very low percentage because they only pay the $10,000 or so, and that's it. Regular people that work all year round, they pay 6 or 7% on their entire income of every paycheck.
And of course, neither Donald Trump nor Eric Hovde want to scrap the cap. That is a Kamala Harris, Tammy Baldwin position. We've got special guest Morris Pearl, the board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, a prior managing director at BlackRock, the world's largest investment firm. We're going to keep talking about tax and wage policy, all the stuff that hits you in your pocketbook. You're not going to want to miss it. We've been talking about Donald Trump's record on taxes. Let me summarize. Tax cuts for the wealthiest, the 100 millionaire sets, tax cuts for the largest, most consistently profitable corporations, and pittance to the rest of us. And it's only going to get worse if Donald Trump is reelected. More tax cuts for the billionaire bros. We may create the world's first trillionaire. More corporate tax cuts, which means less tax cuts for working people. By definition, you give one billionaire one tax cut, that's a whole tons of thousands of hundreds of thousands of us that can't get that same tax break. Why would we be giving billionaires bigger tax breaks? It defies any reasonable explanation at all. Morris knows all about it. Let's dig into some of those tax questions, and then we'll take your questions and or texts. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Kamala Harris supports raising the capital gains tax rate and taxing, quote, unrealized gains. So as wealth is increasing, even if people haven't sold the asset that created that wealth increase, she thinks we should tax that. For those not familiar with this or familiar with what capital gains are, can you explain what this is and what she's proposing?
Let me talk about income. Your income is the money you get in your paycheck every week with taxes deducted from it. That's how most people get their income. And every week, taxes are deducted. Some people, like investors, get their income from just sort of sitting here watching the numbers and your screen go up as the stock prices go up from the stock market. We don't pay any taxes on that. That's the secret. That doesn't count as income until you sell the stock. I don't need to sell the stock ever. I can just withdraw money from my brokerage account, run a negative cash balance, and do that for my entire life. It's called buy, borrow, die. And it works great. That's how Elon Musk makes tons of money and pays no tax at all. We only have an income tax in our country. If you don't have an income, you don't have to pay any income taxes. It's that simple. You don't need an army of accountants or lawyers or anyone else. If you don't want to pay income tax, just don't have an income. it's simple enough.
Yeah, this is one of those things that, again, a dollar created from work and a dollar created from wealth are economically identical. Why we tax work more heavily than we tax the dollar created from wealth, again, defies any reasonable explanation. I do get questions all the time, Morris, about but the deficit. When we talk about tax and wage policy and trying to address our deficit, how does all of this fit together? Because if we start cutting taxes meaningfully for the middle class and maybe even giving a tax vacation for people that are only earning poverty level wages, what does that do for our deficit? Can we still pay? Can we still manage our deficit? Can we pay it down? Yes. How is that going to work?
Yes, I'm not worried about our deficit. The government of the United States creates dollars. They create more every year. The total number of dollars in existence goes up. When you have dollars in your pocket that you use to pay for something, or dollars in your bank account or whatever, that just means that's a symbol for how much stuff you're able to buy. As the total amount of stuff in our country goes up, as the population goes up, the total number of dollars in existence should go up. And it does. And that's been happening for decades, and it's going to happen in the future too. So I'm honestly not worried about this deficit. It's been going up since before I was born, and it's not been a problem. And it's going to go up for my granddaughter's entire lifetime too, and it's not going to be a problem for her either. It's the way of thinking about it is just not necessary, because the United States government is not like your personal checking account, because they're allowed to create more dollars. They're kind of different than you and I in that we don't create dollars. We can only spend the dollars that we get somehow or other.
Thanks so much for that, Morris. Really appreciate it. Got another question from one of our texters that says, can we talk about a little bit about what it was like back in earlier times? Was our tax policy, you know, coming out of the New Deal into the 50s and 60s, how was our tax policy? How did it look then? And were Americans doing better then, middle class Americans doing better back then?
Back in the 1940s, the government actually made music videos about how patriotic it is to pay taxes. And people who are the high earners paid far higher tax than they do now, 70, 80, over 90% for the very highest earners. And they were perfectly happy doing that. And the country was doing great. Well, as long as you were white, the country was doing great.
Yes.
Black people, not so much. But it worked very well, and people were perfectly happy with that. And there was tons of investments. We built interstate highways. We sent astronauts to the moon. We did all kinds of crazy things, building universities and hospitals and everything else, where taxes were 70 and 80 and 90% of the highest earners. The very guy who's complaining the most about taxes going up paid 70% taxes and got a hospital named after him right down the street here. It worked great. The other side is just wrong. You know, President Trump said, you know, we're lower taxes and we're going to stop abandoning factories. People don't abandon profitable factories.
Yes.
And they don't pay tax on them at all either. So it just is a lie that somehow reducing rich people's taxes is the way to succeed.
Yeah, it doesn't make any gosh darn sense. There's only one candidate that promised sustained tax relief for middle class and working class folks, and that's Kamala Harris. The other guy's just billionaire giveaways. That's it. More burden on each and every one of us. My special thanks to Morris Pearl, board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, my friend, and now yours.
Thanks for listening to Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of Civic Media and the Patriotic Millionaires. For more information, go to patrioticmillionaires.org and be sure to tell your friends. The Patriotic Millionaires buy advertising across a number of Civic Media stations.